We're excited to have here in the studio the folks from World Changers. We have Kevin Searles, who is from Arkansas, as well as Mike Wallace, who's from right here in York County. And good morning to you both.
Thank you. Good morning.
Kevin, we're going to get to you in a second. Mike, we're going to start with you. Bring our audience up to speed about World Changers.
Well, World Changers is a national organization that was started under the Southern Baptist Convention back in 1990, I believe. And so it was a huge organization all over the United States, 90 cities. I mean, you know, we started World Changers in York County in 1995. And so we had 20 consecutive years. We took a hiatus, and now we're on the third year on this run with World Changers. So we're one of the long-standing World Changer cities. And the city of Rock Hill, the Housing and Neighborhood Development Corporation, and those guys, they are fantastic. They bend over backwards to make it happen every year.
They're a fantastic group of folks to work with year-round, especially during this time. What's the mission of World Changers? Like, what are you trying to change?
Well, the world. Yeah. Well, we want to change the world one house at a time, one life at a time, one family at a time, right? World Changers comes in. We use ultimately our goal is to show and to share the love of Jesus Christ. That's the mission of the church, and that's what we do. But in this particular case, our venue is to do it through construction and through service projects and show and love. And so, I think I did the. For our 20th anniversary, I crunched the numbers years back, and we had worked on like 650 homes in the Rock Hill and Catawba Indian Reservation.
Over 20 years?
Yep, and we worked on, we had about 6,200 volunteers come through, and we saved the residents about $2.2 million in labor cost.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Walk us through how the model works. So you're boots on the ground here.
Correct.
With World Changers. Mm-hmm. So like the local affiliate, I guess, right? So do you put an all call out to other churches to say we're hosting this, bring your young people here, and then how do you find the homes? I know you mentioned the Rock Hill Housing and Development Corporation, but walk us through how the model works.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the national organization of World Changers, they do a lot of promotion through churches. And World Changers becomes a family. Churches that do World Changers come back, and they come back, and they come back, right? And they pop through all the different cities. And inevitably, at every project, that's what we call it, a project. And every project, people find each other that they've worked with before. Hey, we were in Arkansas with you last year, right? And so it's the national organization, they promote it. And youth groups and adults sign up through that web. And they have a choice of projects for that season. So based on location and, time, date, people choose. And so this particular year is one of our lighter years. We've got about 100 participants in from 8 churches, mainly in the Southeast.
And it takes place all summer long. So there are other World Changer weeks happening in other states.
Correct.
This week. And there were some happening last week and some that will happen this week.
Right. They started last week. I think there's probably four other projects happening around the nation this week while we speak in different locations. The team that's working with us, they bring in what we call a summer staff team. These are college students that that choose World Changers service opportunity for the summer. So they actually roll up with the trailer and all the gear and the swag and, the worship equipment, and they set up, right? And then the students join us from the different churches after the setup. So, yeah, I'm the local logistics guy. Every World Changers project has a project coordinator. That's the overall person that's going to work with the churches and get them ready to come from different places. Then you'll have a construction coordinator that works closely with the city, identifying the homes. And, yeah, that's a good project. We could get that done in 4 days with student volunteers, that type of stuff. And then you have what's called a site coordinator, and that's the role that I play this year. And site coordinator is usually local, and they prepare, local churches to feed on the work sites, and they line up the place that will host us, physically stay at, and all that kind of stuff.
Kevin Searles is from Arkansas, and you're spending a week here in York County.
Yes, sir.
Is this your first trip to South Carolina?
Actually, this is my third year to be in Rock Hill. This is my 30th World Changers project, and so I work on trailers for World Changers, so I'm kind of all over the place.
What are you doing specifically this week?
So this week I am shadowing PC, the project coordinator. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning how to do his job in case we get another project that needs a project coordinator.
What have you learned about being involved in World Changers? How has it changed you?
So it's a wonderful opportunity to just be the hands and feet of God. You know, you can go to church camps and, you know, worship all you want, but it's a whole other thing to actually be on the ground doing the work. And it just that part has been amazing to me.
You know, people do. We've learned, love to share the story of Jesus Christ. And you don't know if people are Christians or not. And that is always a delicate conversation to have. And then some people don't mind just telling the story. And if you're, you know, if you're new to Christianity, it might come across like, this is a lot. What are you talking about? So this seems like it's a way to witness to folks who may or may not know the story or know about Christianity without, like, no pun intended, nailing them in the head with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people, if you just go knock on their door and say, hey, you know, can we share the gospel with you? They're just going to slam it in your face and say no.
Great point.
But if there's 10 teenagers across the road working on somebody's house, you know, they're going to come over, hey, you know, what are y'all doing? Mm-hmm. And so it's a whole lot easier way to share the gospel rather than just knocking on doors.
Have you seen, or Mike, have you seen someone who either didn't know the story of Christianity or Jesus Christ or didn't have a relationship with the church, it really did change that homeowner where they're now involved in some sort of a faith-based group?
Multiple times.
Really?
Multiple times. Mm. Obviously, you know, as Christians, that's our mission as the church. Don't want it to sound like a bait and switch type thing, right? We're not here just to hopefully talk with you about Jesus. We genuinely love those homeowners and want to care for them, right? And most every one of them, if we go work on a home, it's because there's a good need there. Wheelchair ramp needs to be built, a back deck or a porch is starting to fall off. There's safety issues. A lot of the homeowners we work with are elderly, and they're fixed income, and they can't afford to keep the house up anymore, right? So the city of Rock Hill, you know, learns about these situations and partners with us and brings us on board. So it's a great opportunity for these students in particular, adults as well, but to roll up their sleeves and get involved in service. One of our missions and our goals is to establish a mentality and a culture of service in these students that'll follow them for the rest of their life.
So true. I mean, look at Kevin. He's a great example. Right. I mean, he started out as a volunteer, and now you're working to become a project coordinator yourself.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus Christ was a carpenter.
That's right.
I mean, you're just literally following in
That's
his
right.
footsteps.
That's right.
For sure. How can those listening mm-hmm. help the group that's in town now? You get some help, I'm sure, from churches, but how can those that might be listening, how can they support you all?
Right. Well, we're not looking for any monetary donations. This stuff is covered, right? We budget that. And the neat thing that people need to know is all of these participants that are out here, the adults that are taking weeks vacation to come, and the students that are, and they're all working in the heat right now, and they all paid, you know, $300+ to come and do this. Right, there's a participant fee, and so they're paying to come do the hardest work they've ever done in the hottest city they've ever worked in, and they're doing it with a smile on their face and singing songs and playing games while they're doing it, and that's attractive, you know, that's attractive to people when they're walking past. What in the world's going on? So we look for opportunities to say, you know, be asked the question, why are you here? Mm-hmm. But people, if you see World Changers out, stop. Pat them on the back. Thank them for coming to our city. You let them know you appreciate them. If you got some extra popsicles, it never hurts to, you know, to drop some popsicles or, you know, some cold watermelon or something off at the site. They would appreciate that.
Wow. And how many homes will you rehab this week in York County?
This week we've got 12 homes on the list. We've got 10 crews working, and we got 12 homes on the list. Like I said, this is a smaller project. We had to have up to 350. Mm-hmm. where we worked on 25, 27 homes wow. during the week. So it really fluctuates from year to year.
And go ahead.
If you have someone who like may not be a part of the churches that are being recruited, how can they kind of get in touch with you guys to be able to do the work?
Hmm. Well, in order to do the work, you need to sign up and be a participant through the World Changer site, right? So worldchangers.net would be the way to go and start that. Locally, I work for the York Baptist Association, so give my office a call and I can direct you to our local churches that go and participate in World Changers.
Perfect.
Because I assume the hope would be, to Carly's point, if you're from York County, you want to go to another state or another city to work, just because diversity is great and you can learn that what you might complain about here, where you're going to, they've got the same complaints as well, or the benefits.
That's right. That's right.
Kevin, what is life like for you in Arkansas? What do you do when you're not involved in World Changers?
So I'm a truck driver, so I just kind of sit down and stare out a window for a living. It's pretty great. But Arkansas is fun. I enjoy it. Really humid.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot unlike here. But mountains on one side of my town, all flat on the other. So pretty cool.
Got the best of both worlds.
Yes. Yeah.
And you live in the
Northeast.
Okay, perfect. What's the name of the town?
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas, Arkansas?
Yes. It was named after the Indian, but she was never there. it was a distant relative that had settled there and named the town after her.
Nice. Do you have any kind of festivals or events centered around her?
We don't.
You don't do, well, a statue or anything?
No.
Well, I didn't know Pocahontas, Arkansas even existed. So we are literally changing the conversation here on
that's
the
right.
show.
That's
we're doing
right.
it. But that's a good example of when you go to a work site and you're working with someone you've never met before. Where are you from? Mm-hmm. And you start a conversation. And now the next time someone comes in here for Palmetto Mornings and they're from Arkansas, I'm going to say, have you ever heard of Pocahontas, Arkansas? So thanks, Kevin. We appreciate
it.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin, for being involved with World Changers. And Mike, we appreciate the boots on the ground, the leadership here, and really just what you all are doing is exactly what Jesus Christ calls us to
That's
do,
right.
to serve others, to love on others. And you can do it, like you said, with a goal in mind and improve the lives of someone else. It's a fantastic way to celebrate the summer.
And I've got to give one plug real fast, if I can. We're being hosted this year by Eastview Baptist Church. Oh. We're on Highway 5, halfway between East. They have rolled out the red carpet. I mean, nearly every adult in that church, students as well, have volunteered and are feeding us our meals morning and evening and just hosting us well. So thanks, Chris Mitchell and your crew at Eastview Baptist Church.
That's a gorgeous church. It's a big church, too. Yeah. So congratulations to them as well. They're called World Changers. You can learn more about them locally here and get involved if you want to feel like this is you're being called to do this as a young person, or even probably if you're a little up in age, I'm sure you can get in touch with Mike and he can probably find a job for you somewhere.
That's right.
Mike Wallace, Kevin Searles, they're again in town for World Changers. It's happening this week in Rock Hill, throughout other communities in York County. We certainly appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.